This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's getting just a touch more expensive to take out a mortgage in this economy. Freddie Mac said this week that the average rate on a 30-year fixed has bumped up to 3.22%. Yes, that is still very, very low. Don't at me. But this time last year, you could have borrowed for 30 years fixed at a record low 2.65%. And it turns out for those in the market for a second home, costs are going up even more, as Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
Demand for second homes has gone through the roof in the last couple of years as newly remote workers seek more space and better scenery. But Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, says it's not just the pandemic.
There is a long-term trend that we've seen of second home purchases increasing. I think part of that just goes along with wealth inequality and the rich getting richer and being able to buy more second homes.
Soon, they'll have to pay a little more for those homes. This week, the Federal Housing Finance Agency announced it's increasing the upfront fees for second home loans sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac by as much as about 3.9% starting in April. Redfin estimates that'll cost a typical buyer an extra $13,500 on a $400,000 home. Fairweather says regulators may be trying to get a handle on what could be an emerging bubble in the housing market.
If a whole lot of people are buying up second homes with the belief that it's a great investment because the value will only go up, that can turn into bubble behavior.
Fees will also go up on certain high balance loans, with exceptions for first-time buyers. Guy Sakala with Inside Mortgage Finance says Fannie and Freddie have a mission to help make homeownership more affordable. Propping up the market for second homes isn't exactly helping.
They should be focusing their resources on low and moderate income borrowers, and that's the reason for doing it.
Demand for second homes is likely to remain high, says Dean Tucker, a mortgage broker in Boise, Idaho.
I don't think that it's going to slow that market down. Second home buyers are typically more affluent, and if that's the cost of getting a second home, that's the cost.
Buyers can always borrow in the private market, and a lot of them don't even need a mortgage. They pay cash. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.